what I'm calling for is that we do a review of the operational model that the ambulance service is currently using. I don't believe it's fit for purpose, and neither do a significant number of members of the Regional Health Forum, which I sit on. We have regularly this year have been hearing stories about the increased times taken for call-outs, the shortage of vehicles, and the type of model that they're using. It would be more fit for urban areas as opposed to rural areas. And that's given a lot of concern within the Regional Health Forum. So I brought forward the motion last Monday to ask the members to support that. As you know, we've had difficulties ourselves here in Donegal, and some with tragic outcomes in relation to the ambulance service and the model that they're using. We have some very excellent staff. We have the highest trained paramedics and advanced paramedics within the service and throughout the service. But I don't think that the model that they're having to work in is fit for purpose.
And what is it going to take for them to take notice of this and review this model?
Well, I think they have to listen to their staff. They have to look at the statistics. And they also have to look at the change in face of the health service. And particularly here on the back of the current pandemic, the lack of hospital beds and staff and the problems that's posing for the staff. We regularly have ambulances hooked up at accident emergencies, not just in Letterkenny, but particularly in Letterkenny, but right across the whole Western Seaboard. And we hear stories all the time of 4 hours, 5 hours. And that leaves then areas depleted. If you take the likes of Stranorder or Cairn Donagh, Donegal Town, if they have to bring a patient to the hospital and they're hooked up at Letterkenny accident emergency for a number of hours, then that ambulance service is out and gone in that area. It means that another ambulance has to go from Letterkenny or Donegal Town, and we have instances where ambulances have had to travel 400 round kilometre trip to answer a call, and that's just not good enough. And that's why I'm asking the National Ambulance Service to look at the model they're using, because, as I said, this is not a problem of the staff. We have a very well and a highly skilled paramedics and advanced paramedics, but I don't think that the model they have to work under is fit for purpose.